It's Dr. Cassie Smith, and welcome to Back to the Basics, a simple approach to health in the modern world. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today and hopefully learn ways that could help you improve your health. The modern world has left little time to focus on health and wellness. I hope to give you some quick and simple ways to be well and live your best life. Hi, guys. I am excited about our podcast episode today. So I get so many questions and hear so many things about thyroid disease. And although I'm going to have guests on this podcast, sometimes I'm going to talk to you guys without guests. And so I think one of the episodes we can definitely do to get rolling before we get guests is to talk about thyroid disease. So I get so many questions about it. There's so much information out there. And so let's just go back to the basics and let's figure out why thyroid disease is such a mystical thing and why we can't figure it out as a medical society. Okay. So I think that your thyroid and your thyroid health is a really good representation of your overall health. So if your gut is inflamed, if you have insulin resistance, if you have diabetes, if something in your body is not working at a cellular level, that ultimately causes inflammation, which affects hormones. And one of the hormones that's going to affect is your thyroid. So there are millions of people out there with thyroid disorder that don't feel well, whether it be Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism or Graves. And although they may have normal numbers on their lab tests, they just don't feel well. And so today I want to kind of talk to you about why is that? Let's go back to the basic. Let's go back to free T3 and free T4 and how it gets into the cell and why it's important and why doctors and providers and patients don't understand why they don't feel well because their numbers are normal. Okay. So I think the easiest way to do this is to maybe just start at the very beginning. Okay. So how is thyroid hormone made? So a lot of you know this, some of you may not, but you have a gland in your head, actually up in your hypothalamus, that releases something called TRH, thyroid releasing hormone. That then goes to your pituitary gland, which is like your central hormone producing gland in your body. So it's kind of like the regulator. It makes a lot of hormones for your entire body, and it stimulates something called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, the thought is that TRH is made when your body needs thyroid hormone. So there's this negative feedback loop, meaning if your body is like, wow, I don't have any thyroid hormone, right? Like I'm sort of out of gas. I need some gas. It can send the signal to your brain and your brain will release TRH and TSH, which will then go to your thyroid and make thyroid hormone become released. So the TSH goes to your actual thyroid gland. And it will stimulate the gland to make something called free T4. It also makes free T3, but we make mostly free T4, about 96%. And then it'll make a little bit of T3. And so these hormones are released into your bloodstream, T4 and T3. And then they're supposed to go to all your cells and do the things that thyroid hormone does. A.E., control your temperature, make you not cold, help your hair grow, help your nails grow, give you energy, make you not tired, provide energy for cells so that they can function, so your heart can beat, so that your metabolism goes. They help with metabolism so that you don't gain excess amounts of weight. They help with cardiac contractility. So they help with lots of different things throughout your entire body. They're very important for menstrual regularities because they can also affect estrogen and testosterone in women and progesterone. And so they can cause you to have irregular menstrual cycles if they're abnormal. The other thing they do a lot with is your mood. So your neurotransmitters, they also affect that. So a lot of people with severe anxiety and depression can actually have issues with their thyroid. So we have this T4 and T3 that's been made in our thyroid and is released. And then these are supposed to go to the cells and make all these cells function. Okay. Now, if you look at endocrine society guidelines. So this is medicine, right? So this is how we're taught in school. Medicine tells you, okay, this is what we do. This is how we treat these people. We treat these people by this feedback mechanism. So if their TSH is in the normal range, then they're fine. That means their brain is sensing everything is good and it's not saying it needs more thyroid hormone. And so based on those guidelines, that means everything is fine. And so they clearly state in the Endocrine Society guidelines that a clinical scoring system is not needed. So what does that mean? So what that means is they don't care how people feel, or at least they teach us not to care how you feel. So I'm sure that a lot of people, if you're a provider or if you're a patient, you've been to a provider and you've had a million symptoms, right? I'm tired. I'm gaining weight. I don't feel well. I'm cold. My skin is dry. But as a provider, we're taught, well, none of that really matters if your labs are in the range they're supposed to be in. And that's a problem because how people feel actually matters. And that should tell us, if you go back to the basics, that something's not working right. So if you're having these symptoms, why? Right? That's what's so frustrating. Like, why am I having these symptoms? Obviously, I'm having these symptoms because at a cellular level, those cells are not working. So my skin's dry. Obviously, there's an issue with that. My metabolism is maybe not working like it used to because I'm gaining weight. I'm super tired. Why? I'm not able to make cellular energy like I should. And so again, the question is why? And if you look at a cellular level, a lot of times I think it's because we don't have enough T3 in our blood. And I'm going to tell you why. And then that T3 is not going to the cells to give them the energy to do what they need to do. So when you release T4 from the thyroid, there are things called deiodinases, which are enzymes that are supposed to break T4 into T3. Because T3 is your active thyroid hormone. So once you have T4 that's converted to T3, that increases the level of T3 in your blood, because remember, our thyroid doesn't make a lot of it. And then the thought is, when you have these higher levels of T3, which was made from your T4, that the T3 can go to the cells and work. But let's talk about all the reasons that T4 does not become T3, okay? So there is one deiodinase, well, there's actually two, that can convert T4 into something called reverse T3. So reverse T3 is bad. Reverse T3 is an inactive thyroid hormone, and it doesn't do anything. So it's kind of like just floating around but not working. So it would be like you going and trying to put, I don't know, E87 gas in a car that needs, you know, high premium octane gas. It's not going to work. And so if your body wastes energy taking your T4 and making reverse T3, that's a problem, because when that reverse T3 goes to the cell and the cell tries to use it, it says, I can't use this. This is not an energy source. What do I do with this? And so the question is, number one, why does that happen? And number two, do you know what your reverse T3 levels are? So if you're having issues with your thyroid and you're not feeling well, one of the things you could look at are reverse T3 levels. And if they're above 12, that's pretty high. And that's telling me that your body is wasting energy. You're using these deiodinases to take your T4, your free T4, and convert it to reverse T3. And so we need to stop that process, and we need to utilize the ones that convert free T4 into free T3. So what causes this irregular conversion? Unfortunately, it's lots of things that people are struggling with. So insulin resistance. Insulin is a very inflammatory molecule, and that will cause it. 93% of the American population are thought to be insulin resistant, 93% of adults. So that means 93% of people with thyroid disease likely are having a problem making free T3 out of free T4. If you have diabetes, if you're on a chronic diet, if you have toxins that you're exposed to through food or through just your environment, all of these things can upregulate your conversion of free T4 to reverse T3, which wastes your body's energy. Like, it's just a waste of energy. You can't do anything with reverse T3. So that's one of the issues, okay? So then let's say that some of the free T4 is actually made into free T3. Okay, yay, good. We have free T3. So now the free T3 is floating around the body, and it goes to the body cell that needs the free T3. So remember that free T3 has a receptor, and so the cell is on a receptor. The cell has a receptor, And the free T3 has to bind to that receptor to come into the cell, right? So every receptor sets in something called a lipid bilayer. A lipid bilayer is just like what it's stuck in so that the receptor is there waiting to receive that hormone. That lipid bilayer is supposed to be very, very permeable so that receptors can just kind of float around. And when something sticks to the receptor, it can come through that lipid bilayer and into the cell. Okay. Now, the problem is when you have chronic inflammation, whether that be from your diet, from lack of sleep, from insulin resistance, from cortisol issues, from stress, hormone issues because your hormones are out of whack, because you're on birth control, or because you're not sleeping well, or because they're just deficient, because your adrenal gland is using all of its energy to actually make cortisol, for whatever reason, if these hormones are out of whack, then this can affect your body and cause inflammation. So when we have inflammation and things are out of balance, that lipid bilayer that receptor is setting in becomes very tense. And so when the free T3 actually makes it to the cell and comes to the receptor and says, okay, I'm on the receptor, please let me in. It's like the door is locked. So it's like you go to a door that you want to open, like let's say your refrigerator, and for whatever reason you go to open it, it's locked. Like you cannot get inside. And so the free T3 is like, I know I need to go in there, but I can't get in. And the question is why? Well, because that lipid bilayer is very inflamed. And so it's become very tense. And then the other reason a lot of times is because there are actually cofactors that you need in order for the T3 to go in the cell. So ferritin is one of those. And a lot of people are deficient in ferritin because of our diet. So even though we eat a lot of red meat, some people do, some people don't, you don't absorb it because your gut's inflamed. And your gut's inflamed because your thyroid's not working, or because you have insulin resistance, or because we're eating toxins. There's so many reasons. But even though we're taking these nutrients in, we're not necessarily absorbing them. And then women have menstrual cycles every month where they bleed, and so they need more ferritin in order to restore and make those red blood cells they get rid of. And so a lot of women have low iron levels or low ferritin levels. And so if they don't have ferritin, the T3 can't go into the cell. The other thing that the cell needs is iodine. Well, that's not true. T3 needs iodine in order to be made. So if you have severe iodine deficiency, your thyroid won't have enough T3 in the thyroid gland to produce. Vitamin D and B12 are also very important for this process to help bring things into the cell. So if all of those things aren't there, then the T3, even though your body's making it, or even though we're giving it to you in the form of thyroid medication, it's not going to work. So you have tons of people, millions of people in this country who just can't make thyroid hormone. The thyroid gland is not working. You have people who can't make thyroid hormone because they have a pituitary issue. The brain is not working. The brain's not producing TSH, whether that be from radiation to their head, from prior surgeries, from bleeds into the pituitary gland. So some people just cannot make TSH from their brain. Some people cannot make thyroid hormone from their thyroid. And then a lot of people are actually making thyroid hormone, but they're so chronically inflamed that once they make it, it cannot become active thyroid hormone. So there are three issues right there. And then for those people who are, you know, doing okay and they can actually make their thyroid hormone, they're making T4 and they're converting it to T3, even some of those people have issues because when the T3 gets to the cell, sometimes it can't come into the cell. Now, if you're a hypothyroid patient and you're taking thyroid medication because your thyroid doesn't work, if you're taking mostly T4 containing thyroid medication, then still your body has to convert that to T3. So if you're on levothyroxine, if you're on Synthroid, if you're on Tyrosin, your body still has to take that and add a deiodinase. Your body still has to take that and use deiodinases to actually convert it to T3. And so if that's not working because you're inflamed or because, you know, if that's not working because you're inflamed from insulin resistance or from, you know, other disease processes, then the problem becomes you still don't feel well. So this is why it's important sometimes when you have thyroid disorder, you want to check all thyroid levels. You want to know what is your TSH, what is your free T4, what is your free T3. But then you also want to know, you know, if your T3 level is low, should I be incorporating some T3 into my treatment protocol? So this is something you could talk to your provider about. Like, do I need some T3? in the form of desiccated thyroid or in the form of Cytomel or in some form so that I have more T3 available so that my body doesn't have to make it out of T4. And then at a receptor level, making sure, okay, everything that I need from the receptor level is present so that when my body has that T3, it can be taken into the cell. So what is my iodine level? What is my ferritin level? What is my B12? What is my vitamin D? All of these are important. And then if you want to just know in general, what is the function or the, you know, state of my thyroid, like thyroid health, then what is my TPO level? TPO is an inflammatory marker of the thyroid. It's a really good molecule that will tell you how inflamed your thyroid is. So these are just some of the things that you need to think about if you're one of these hypothyroid patients that just doesn't feel well. And then my question, the question I struggled with was why? Why is my thyroid so inflamed? Why is my TPO high? Why is my medication not working? And so then you have to go back to, okay, is my gut good? Am I eating the things I should be eating? Do I have acid reflux? Do I have constipation? Do I have diarrhea? Do I have gas? Am I bloated? If those things are happening to you, then that is your body trying to wake you up. So your body cannot text you or call you or let you know, hey, I don't like it when you eat those foods, right? It does it through symptoms. And so if you are somebody who struggles with a lot of GI symptoms, then that right there is probably a lot of the reason you're having problems with your thyroid, because your body can't absorb the nutrients it needs to. And for whatever reason, you're eating things that are inflaming your gut. And when your gut's inflamed, it's going to affect your thyroid. Remember, your gut is a representation of your overall health, as is your thyroid. So if you are somebody who struggles with GI symptoms, then we need to start there. What's going on with your gut? There are stool studies you can do, or you can just do elimination diets yourself. There's a lot of things out there that have been thought to cause inflammation in your gut, right? So gluten is one of the things, dairy. Some people have a lot of issues with nuts, but there are diets you can go on. There's a diet called the autoimmune protocol diet, the AIP diet, which you can go on and avoid a lot of things that cause inflammation in your gut and then slowly add them back over time. If it's not your gut, if you don't have any GI issues, then let's look further. Okay, what else could be causing inflammation? Are you stressed? Do you have a chronically stressful job? Do you feel like just on edge all the time? That increases your cortisol. Cortisol is an inflammatory marker. If your cortisol is really high and you're a woman, it's going to decrease your progesterone. When your progesterone's low, you're not going to sleep well and you're going to be moody. If it's not stress and you are sleeping, that's another thing. Are you sleeping? Are you getting adequate amounts of sleep? If not, that's a problem. What is your insulin level? Do you feel tired after you eat? Are you bloated? Do you feel like you've gained weight around your abdomen? Okay, if so, then is your insulin level normal? Let's look at that. If it's not, we need to fix that. Your fasting insulin should be less than 5. When your insulin's high, it drives down your estrogen levels. As a woman, when you have low estrogen, you're going to have more sugar cravings. So that's not good either. Let's look at your testosterone. Testosterone is important in women and men. It helps with energy. It helps with metabolism. It helps with muscle mass. Muscle is key in weight loss. The more muscle you have, the higher your basic metabolic rate, the easier it is to lose weight. So here are just a few things that you can start looking at into root causes. And if all of those things are fine, then we go back to the very, very basic and the root cause, which is why are my cells not making energy efficiently? So we go all the way back to the Krebs cycle and ATP and NAD. Do we need to take some NAD? Do we need glutathione to help detoxify things? So there are lots of things you can actually look at. And this is just kind of an overall like bird's eye view of the thyroid gland. But going to a provider and getting your TSH is normal, everything is great, sometimes might not be the best answer. Now, if you feel well, great. Not everyone needs an extensive lab workup. But if you are a thyroid patient that's struggling with not feeling well, and you've been told you have normal TSH levels, then maybe this will give you some insight on some other things you could start thinking about or have your provider look into and think about with you. You know, what is my free T3? What is my free T4? Am I making too much reverse T3? Am I wasting all my energy doing that? Do I have enough iodine to even make T3 on my own or to use it? Do I have enough ferritin to take my T3 into the cell and actually utilize the medicine I'm taking if I'm taking T3 medications? What does my vitamin D and B12 look like? You know, how is my gut? Do I need to work on that? Am I just stressing myself out and I need to work on the stress so that everything, all the inflammation calms down so that I can actually absorb my medicine? You know, am I sleeping well? Am I exercising and moving? So there's so many things you can look at going back to the root cause and start fixing those things. And then as you do that and the inflammation in your body goes down, if you have something like Hashimoto's, which is inflammatory based, sometimes that inflammation in your thyroid will start to go down. And as that gets better, your thyroid may be able to function where it couldn't prior. And as it begins to function and make those hormones like it used to make, then there are times when people have gotten off thyroid medication. I'm not saying that you should stop your thyroid medication. This is something you need to talk to your provider about. And obviously, if you've had your thyroid surgically removed, that's never going to be the case. But there are ways that you can go back to think about, okay, is there something causing this thyroid disorder? Is there a way I can fix it? So that's a general overview. I hope that you found that helpful. If you did, we have lots more stuff coming on this podcast with general information like that. I'm also working on a thyroid course for you guys. Make sure that if you liked this episode, you share it with others. I hope it could be beneficial to you and you may be able to benefit other people by sharing it with them.
The information presented, including any materials discussed, referenced, or linked within this podcast are for general educational purposes only, not the practice of medicine. No doctor-patient relationship is formed from you listening to this podcast or utilizing any of the information provided. I am a doctor, but I am not talking to you as your doctor. The information provided is not intended to diagnose or treat health problems or take the place of the professional medical care provided by your doctor. If you are experiencing any health problems, including problems you believe have been touched upon in any respect within this podcast, you should consult your doctor about the problems without delay. You may ask your doctor whether he or she believes the information I have provided would be helpful to you, but you should still consult your doctor immediately and follow his or her medical advice as your treating physician. I'm just here to provide you basic knowledge about the issues we discuss so you are more aware of them and can better discuss them with your doctor. That's why we call it Back to the Basics. Join me on the next episode as we continue our journey.